Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Dorothy and I'm a missionary here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. And today we're going to be reflecting on the gospel reading. This is from Luke chapter 9, verse 22 through 25. And so I just invite you, if you are in your car driving to work or with your family or in the kitchen, ask the Lord to reveal something new about him in his heart. So let's begin. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus said to his disciples, "The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed on the third day, be raised." Then he said to all, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. What profit is there for one to gain the whole world, yet lose or forfeit himself?" So this is super heavy. This gospel, the Lord, I feel like, is speaking like right to us. And he's pretty clear. So when the Lord says, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself. What does that mean? So like, I believe, like, Jesus, you created me exactly how you wanted me to be. But what does it mean to deny myself? And when I think of the scripture, I think of all my wants, my passions, and my desires. And so what I want, I don't know if it's necessarily from Jesus or not, or my passions, I don't know if it's necessarily from Jesus or not, or my wants, I don't know if it's necessarily from Jesus or not. But what he's speaking is, look at your passions, your wants, and desires, and does it reflect my name? So we know the name of Jesus is good, is kind, is gentle, is giving, is selfless. But he's looking at herself and he's saying, like, Dorothy, like, are you denying all of those things that are not of me to follow me? And I want to just take a moment this morning to really reflect in our own life. Okay, so am I going to work, and am I reflecting the name of Jesus? How I treat my coworkers, am I reflecting the name of Jesus? And I think to reflect the name of Jesus, that's opening up scripture. And so this morning we're opening up the gospel, which is so good, but are we doing it daily? And so let's take a couple moments, and kind of just reflect on what is it that the Lord's asking for us to deny ourselves and to pick up our cross? So I think what the Lord is speaking in my own life, to deny a passion that I have, is even drinking coffee in the morning. I think recently I've been like waking up and I've been like, okay, before I pray, I'm going to go get my cup of coffee before I pray to Jesus. And that's a passion that's not necessarily bad, but I'm putting it in front of Jesus. And so this is an action. We call this an activation, where I actually quit coffee for a while and I stop drinking it. And actually I fill that time up with Jesus and I don't rely on the coffee, but now I begin to rely on Jesus. And so another part of this passage, the very end, he says, "What profit is there for one to gain the whole world, yet lose or forfeit himself?" And I think, I don't know about you, but sometimes I like live my life and I want to be pleased and I want to be accepted in this world. But what he's bringing me into is, but what if I had everything? What if I had the most money? What if I had the most pleasure? What would I gain from that? And now it's like putting me in my place. I'm like, okay, Jesus, you're right. I don't know if I am gaining a whole lot. I don't know if that is actually satisfying. And so he's taking me deeper. So then it says, yet lose or forfeit himself. That actually the damage of gaining the whole world is severe, is actually serious, and it can be grave. But what he's speaking is, okay, how are you losing yourself? How are you forfeiting himself by doing so, by living for the world? And so again, living in the world is not bad. But living for the world, that's when it becomes a little bit dangerous. And so this morning I actually woke up and my tire was completely flat. And I like asked one of my roommates to like come with me. And we had to wake up like a little bit earlier just to go and to get it filled up and to exchange the tire. And we left about like 6:30. And when I asked her, like, instantly, she was like, "Yes, I will." And we ended up going to bed super late last night. But she could have easily been like, "No, actually, like, I need that comfort. I need that sleep to be like ready for the day." But actually she was like, "No, I'll do it. I'll be selfless. I'll reflect the name of Jesus, and I'm going to lose what I want and I'm going to give to you." And that's just a little witness in my day where I saw someone else being loving and being gentle and kind with me, and encourages me to do that as well with her. And so I hope this gospel kind of called us on and to kind of reflect on how we're living and how we can love Jesus more. So again, this has been a scripture reflection on the gospel of Luke chapter 9, 22, verse 25. Again, my name is Dorothy. And to learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. God bless you. Bye-bye.